of Disruptive Innovation. It's Ashley Tajay.
What's up, fam? It's your girl, Nikki.
Yes, and we got a special guest today.
Introduce in the yourself. Building.
Hello. This is Des coming at you from Tennessee, y'all.
What's up from Tennessee?
I know, yeehaw. I'm from California, though. I don't want to get it twisted. I'm not that country. Hey, now.
What? Right. How's the weather?
Here, it's actually pretty nice. We've had some good times. That's that quarantine season weather, cold. You know?
Right, the quarantine season. So, Nikki has a good, question for us today. So, what's your
All right,
question?
So we're going to do a little icebreaker and whatnot to kind of kick this off. So, ladies, I do have a question for you both. Ashley, I think I'm going to start with you, my dear. Yeah, right? Look out.
Yes.
What is your most toxic trait?
Yes. Okay. So when you first told me about this, I was like,
toxic traits. Damn, we're digging deep already, like, y'all. Wait. Out the gate.
Right. But I was like, you know what? Everybody got a little toxic. Mm. I was like, I got something toxic about me. So my toxic trait is, and I'm working on it, I'm getting a lot better. But it's like, I like to blame other people when stuff goes wrong.
Ooh.
I don't like to take the blame, and I don't like to take the accountability when something falls apart, even if it is my fault. I will do anything. Like, I'll be like, no, it has nothing to do with me. I didn't do it. And that's very toxic.
Mm. That's a good one. Yeah.
So
it is.
Yeah, but you know what? I've been working on it. Now I take accountability. See?
Girl, you can't even get the word out. You know, I'm just kidding.
I can't even get it out. So that's my toxic trait. I'm a little, you know, I like to blame people.
That's a blame.
Okay,
Desiree.
I don't know. The first thing that probably popped into my head is that I'm stubborn. I like how stubborn I can be, because when I have convictions, I feel them really hard and I do my best to be informed in that. So I guess in my stubbornness, you really have to break it down for me to maybe. Like you might have something there, but I'm that's probably a better question for you, Nick. You know me better than that.
You know what? I think
there you go.
No, I do. I think you're dead on, because for me, mine's pretty similar. I'm gonna say my toxic trait is I think I'm always right.
Same.
Mm-hmm. So, and it's similar in the sense to where, like, I typically am very informed. I typically think about things from multiple angles. Mm-hmm. I can be objective, mm-hmm. but it also, like, when you mm-hmm. deal with people, it allows you or causes you to lose grace for them, right? So you begin not to deal with somebody in grace and understanding. That's definitely my toxic trait. Big time.
That's a good one, mm-hmm. though.
Yeah.
So go, and the good thing about it is that we are, like, we know the problem, and then we're just going to move forward and fix it.
Yeah, yeah. That's the whole point, right? The whole point of discovering the toxic traits you have is so you can do something about it.
Exactly.
First step.
Indeed. Right? First step. First step to recovery.
Exactly.
Mine is removal of stupid people. No, I'm just kidding.
All my healthy boundaries, just gonna push you right out. Be fine.
Yes.
You know what? Speaking of healthy boundaries, this brings me to another question for our guests. We do a lot of deep dive talking, so I have a feeling. I mean, we may do some surfacey type things, but definitely during quarantine, I know I have felt like in isolation, you really get a spotlight on your heart.
Yes.
Girl, your mind. Talk about it. Right? Your relationships, just with the opportunity to be still. So a lot of that has been coming to the surface, I know, for me personally. I don't know, Ashley, have you experienced any of that?
Yeah. really just, really focusing on myself, focusing on like what I really want, what I need, like focusing on my desires and my dreams and my aspirations, and
yes, ma'am,
trying to just, you know, like trying to get it together and just say, all right, you know what? Now that I have the time to be away from the outside world and actually like lock in and focus on myself, this is a time that I really need to take advantage and like get it together and focus on myself. Cause I feel like if you can't be true to yourself and you can't be honest with yourself, how are you going to be honest?
Yo, talk about it.
You can't, you can't. Yeah, yes, ma'am.
So I feel like that's my biggest thing. I need to really lock in on me. Cause a lot of times, like I'll try to take on other people's problems and be like, no, we'll get it together. But it's like, that don't got nothing to do with me. So moving forward, I'm like, I don't mind giving people advice, but I'm not going to take on people's problems and try to, you know, like put myself in something that really has nothing to do with me just because I'm like, oh, I want to save them. No, I'll give you the advice, but I'm staying clear. And
ooh, yes. That's a really good boundary.
That's a healthy, that was a hard one for me. I won't even lie, because that was part of my, it's easier to focus on other people's problems. Let's just be real. It's easier to focus on other people's stuff. And so I realized that that's what I was doing, was focusing on other people's stuff. So I didn't have to focus on my own stuff.
Ooh.
And when I stopped, and when I stopped doing that, a lot more stuff became clear about how messed up I am.
No,
I am so broken. I'm okay with it.
No, you're not broken.
I'm human. Oh, honey, I'm human. We all broke.
Yeah, you're right. We are.
But that's,
but as long as we fix ourselves, we just
that's what's
we
up.
Be on the road to fix it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Gotta accept it and identify. Yes. Helps you move on.
Heck yeah. Talk about a concept that honestly I hadn't really heard before. You know, we all hear like about red flags, right? Like red flags in different types of relationships. And I've never thought about the concept of a green flag until I was talking to Desiree. And she was talking about like what she asked me once, what are some of your green flags? I never even thought about it nor heard of it. So Ashley, I want to ask you, what's one of your green flags? And have you given that thought or that concept any thought?
I never even thought of like a green flag. That's bad. Oh my God.
Right?
I love that though, because we always want to look for the negative in something. Like, no.
Okay. Yes, girl. Yes.
Like, I like that.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely.
So now you're saying like one positive flag for me or one something that I look for?
So, okay. I guess like in context, we all look for green, like we all look for red flags in relationship, or you know, friends or whatever type of relationship you're building. Like, oh, that's a red flag, or that's a red flag. What is a green flag that's either encouraged you in a relationship that you have standing, or what is a green flag that you look for when building relationship?
Yeah. So my biggest thing, like when building relationship, is honestly like someone who can take accountability for their mistakes, because it's hard for me. So like, since it's so hard for me, I'm like, I can't be in a relationship with someone or even have a friendship with someone where they are like just like me. So I try to look for the opposite. So it's like, if there's a problem, I can't blame you, you can't blame me. Somebody has to take accountability. And then also I look for someone who is patient. Because
that is
I'm
a very
calm,
good one.
But I could be turned up. So it's like, I can be calm, but then sometimes I just, you know, I start, you know, snapping off and I just start doing too much. So I need somebody who's patient and someone who is calm. So I like those things. Like someone who can take accountability, someone who is patient with me, and then someone who is calm.
Okay. What?
I need the opposite.
No, what? What's your sign? I'm so curious. What's your sign?
I'm a Leo.
That explains all the things. That is, I have an ex that's a Leo. I'm just saying. Oh, and for the
Leo have a lot of good things.
They do. They do. And boy, do they got some turned up ones. I tell you what.
Yes, we do. What's your sign?
I am a Cancer. I'm a cute little Cancer.
Yeah, she feels all the feelings. She feels them.
Oh, girl. Oh, it's so exhausting sometimes, I swear. And quarantine with all the feels. Oh, Lord.
Oh yeah, you a little emotional.
A little. Yes, yeah, yes. That is an understatement.
Well, you know, Nikki, we know Nikki's sign Jesus.
Sign Jesus.
I'm not even gonna talk
about that. Whoa! I don't like the connotation.
Hey. That's accurate, because as a little cancer, a little crustacean-y crabs over here, I call myself a happy crab most of the time, that Scorpios are actually our best pair. So, yeah, I'm very grateful for my Scorpions. Yeah. Yes.
Is he, with me, like, and with friendship and, like, stuff like that, cool, but, like, not relationship. A relationship for a Leo and a Scorpio is like, it could be really good, but if it's bad,
it's real bad. Yeah, the ants. That makes some sense, though.
But in friendship, though, like, I'm really close to Scorpios. So, like, my dad's a Scorpio. Mm-hmm. He gets on my nerves. So, like, we're so close. And then, like, little brother, he's a Scorpio.
Oh, look at you.
He's a Scorpio.
Girl, you surrounded.
So much.
You surrounded.
Yeah, I'm literally surrounded. It is all, like, November. Except for Tajir. But you and my dad, November. Ugh.
I know, it was funny because Nikki and I had that conversation like a couple weeks ago about like how well Scorpios and Cancers get together, and I was like, that's interesting. I started looking back, and like all my closest friends that I still have from like childhood are Scorpios. It's kind of funny. See? Yeah, right. So there's something to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. So then what's your positive, right? Your green flag. I like green flag. I like that.
Yeah, mine, oh Lord, I have developed a truckload of them, but kind of what started that conversation with me and Nick was I started breaking down, like, it made me start thinking about that. Like, what am I actually looking for in a relationship? I keep just going to the same old thing. It actually happened because of my exes that have some striking similarities, as Nikki will laughingly tell you. And I was like, why do I keep doing that? Why do I keep going for the same thing when that clearly isn't what works for me? And I really started breaking it down of some of the things that I need are a basic one is I can't have somebody that's selfish. Like, I just can't. It does drive me crazy. And so on that, I kind of did what you just did, Ash, is kind of going to the opposite of what that is. And so it's like, yeah. I need someone that has like compassion, you know, just that compassion and grace that just keeps going. Because I realize that I tend to overextend myself sometimes. And so I need someone that also extends that and can also tell me like, hey, you need to not overextend yourself. Like you need to keep yourself in check and in the sense that's healthy for you. So someone, yeah. Someone that's just kind of, I guess, mindful of those sort of things. It's probably one of my big ones. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That is really,
yeah,
really,
it's been,
I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
Is my turn?
What's yours, Nick? Yeah, I was going to say it. I was like, okay, that was my wrap up. That's why I kind of let it fade out. So it's you. Go, go, go.
Listen, you feel things like, you extra feel things. I'll have to give you a little bit.
I do, and I'm also super wordy, so as you can tell by that answer, so, you know.
It's fine.
A green flag for me is understanding. It's a big
amen, girl.
Talk about it. And honesty. And I don't just mean the ability to tell the truth. I'm not talking about that type of honesty. Like, transparency? Vulnerability is a better word for it. So, yes. Ooh. Understanding and vulnerability, I think, are two really big green flags for me.
Really big.
Anybody can be honest. Yeah. Like, I feel like, you know, most of the time kids are honest, right? You know, they could just be dead brutally honest, but the vulnerability portion about like, how do you feel about that honesty is a really big deal to me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, I would say those two things. And understanding, I think one of the things that have made me feel the most safest in relationship is being able to expose myself and not be judged. So understanding is a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's a good one.
Yeah. Well, that reminds me of when we talked about that, Nick, about the difference between like being vulnerable and being exposed. And I still really, that's been one that I've been still percolating on, really. It's a good one about when you're like a healthy response.
Yeah.
And that is when you're vulnerable, just because somebody can see, like does see you, doesn't mean that they're going to handle what they see right.
Yo.
And yeah. Right. And so when you're, so when you're vulnerable with somebody that you know it's a healthy standing, you're actually going to feel safer and more secure, even though you're being open and vulnerable like that. When it's bad, you're going to feel exposed and like you got to protect yourself all the time.
So that's a really good point, right? Like I had an interaction with somebody. And so for me, you know, I'm going to pause for a second. I'm going to rewind. For me, what I've learned about myself, like a hot button for me, as we all are kind of like getting to know ourselves, and this is kind of going back to the idea of, hey, we have a lot of free time right now during this quarantine. We're still, right. What's happening in the stillness. What I realize in my hot button is I have a hot button as far as like, I want to be understood. Being understood is a big deal for me personally. And the reason why is because I feel like I'm very easily misunderstood, such as the life grid that God has allowed me or given me is very confusing. It's very different. There's so many different things that I've been through. I'm just not like a linear person. I don't have a traditional sense of really anything. Childhood, being raised, family, none of that. It's all very like mosaic. Right. So for me,
ooh, that's pretty. I love that mosaic. I love that.
Well, thank you. You know, I'm an artist part time.
Yeah. Just kidding. She is. Don't let her fool y'all. She said it because it's true. Get on with yourself now.
So you know, being understood, Lord. I want to be seen and I want to be understood, and being understood is a really big deal. I had an interaction with somebody and they like gut punched me like with their truth. It wasn't negative, and it wasn't, I don't believe it was on purpose. It just happened to be the effect of it. So what I had expressed was like, whoa, like I feel exposed. And then bringing that thought to conversation, what was uncovered was when somebody knows how to handle you, and this goes in any relationship, because you're looking for people who can add to you in your life, you're not going to be left feeling exposed. That exposure will be, what will end up happening is a safe space will be created. So then you'll feel accepted, and it'll be okay to be vulnerable, and that's where growth comes in. And so that just blew my mind. Like, that's so dope when you look at the relationships that you hold and how important and impactful they can be for growth.
Yes. Yeah.
I like that.
For real. For really real.
For real.
See, and that's good, though, for them to be able to tell you, you know, the truth, well, their truth to you about you, and then like for you to accept it. That was good. Because a lot of people have a hard time with accepting, you know, some things. I know I do. I don't mind when people tell me something and I'm like, yeah, that's right. But if I feel like you start saying something, I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, people just start making stuff up. I'm like, hold on now. That's not even true.
Like, where are you at?
Right.
Yeah.
You ever get so offended that somebody sees you? Like, at first, my first response, like, when somebody sees me and I'm not ready for it, I'm like, no. Like, you want to go out of your way to prove them wrong?
Yeah, I'm like, don't talk to me. That's not our first introduction. That was an accidental introduction. Okay. Like, I need to see you a different way. You know? we ain't doing that. So, but it's good, though, that you accept it. Acceptance
is a big deal, too. That's a toughie.
Acceptance is a big deal. Yeah.
Yep.
It's got me digging deeper over here in my thoughts about all that stuff, because I'm just like I'm a little soft crab, and the thing is that I tend to operate in extremes, which I've been focusing on lately, and that could also be, I guess, a weakness of mine, is that I'm either like all in or all out, and the problem is that that doesn't leave a lot of room for some people sometimes. And so I've been trying to get better at that and not, because I'm not really black and white. I mean, Nick knows that I'm all about like people's perspectives, and there's no way that we can understand everybody's perspective. So just give that extra room, that extra grace for people to be and explore who they are, even if you don't understand it, right? But it's really more applicable to like my own life, like my own things about how I see myself and things that I operate in for myself. Mm-hmm. And that's probably been one of the biggest things that's happened for me this quarantine season. Yay. Has been really, honestly, really learning to love myself. Mm-hmm. And that's not something that I really thought I struggled with, actually. So kind of quarantine's kind of catching me off guard a little bit. I won't lie in some stuff.
And that, but that's a good thing, though, because a lot of people always, like, we might, you know, have relationships with people or know people, and you're like, oh my god, they're just so sweet, and they're so loving, and they're so caring, but sometimes you never know, like, that person might be giving you all that love and that, you know, that positive energy and that good vibes, but they're not giving that to themselves.
Yes.
Like, some people are very, very hard on themselves, and we won't know because they don't do it in front of everybody else, but since they come off one way to us, we don't think like there's no negative in people or there's no, you know, negative energy around them. But sometimes a lot of people are so hard on themselves and don't even like themselves, but they try to give out the opposite to other people instead of starting with themselves. I feel like that's where everything starts. It has to start with you.
That's so real.
It does. That is soups real.
Yep. Like gotta start with yourself.
Yes. And
I was just going to say, I think the messaging gets messed up sometimes. Like, I know I've always personally struggled with that, but I think my messaging was messed up. I think I made the wrong connectors with how that applies to me first, somehow. I don't know how, but for some odd reason, I've always thought the right thing to do was to give out, right? Instead of giving to self first, but really you got to give to yourself before you can begin to give out.
And girl, that's, I'm going to say, I'm just going to say it all point blanky. That's church. That's the church life we grew up in. I won't even lie. That gives us that perspective of others first. And you have to, because that's how you're really showing people love, is you're self-sacrificing. But the problem is that we aren't getting whole first before we start giving. And I think that's one of the big missed messages in church today. And For context for everybody, I grew up in church. I did the whole missionary youth pastor Bible school thing, but I'm gay and I'm very unorthodox, and I love Jesus and have a lot of issues with church, to put it very simply. So
I feel you.
Jesus is awesome, and I think, honestly, I feel like we're really being brought back to, like, even with what we're talking about right here about like quarantine and taking the time to be still and see ourselves and get things in order that way. I think if we really apply it, we can start doing that to our thought process, why do we believe what we believe? Why does church have the doctrines that it does? And if we can really start asking some of those questions and how some of those traditions and doctrines really line up with the love of God, I think we'd see some very interesting things. Just saying.
That's
a whole point. That's definitely a real point.
For y'all that are spiritual out there, I'm pretty open as well. So don't think this is just like, if you just believe in love, you can rock that too. I just purely believe that God is love. So that's just my extra step. But for all you out there that aren't all like that, it's all good.
I agree. Because God's love is more like a come as you are. There's no stipulation.
Exactly.
But that's the thing. That's the problem with like religion and like church. Like, it's like they tell you, oh, come as you are, but it's like then they want to judge you. It's like, that's not God's love. God's love is amazing. God's love feels good. God's love is not negative. God's love is not judging. You know, like I think that's the problem with like church. Like, you know, for me, I can't with religion because it's like, I have a relationship with God. I pray. I don't read my Bible as much, but like during this quarantine, I have started to crack it open. So I know, but for me, it's like, I like to party. I like regular music, secular music, what they were called. Like, I like hip hop. I like,
R&B. Back at it.
I like to do, occasionally I like to smoke. I like to drink. I like to do things like that. But the thing is like in the church, in their eyes, it's like, what?
Yeah.
That's not what God is about. But it's like, God is really about love.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about judging people.
Yeah.
So like, that's kind of like my problem. It's like, I don't want to have to separate the two, or I don't want to have to be a different person Monday through Saturday, but then on Sunday I'm in church falling out and acting like I'm so holy when that's really not my vibe.
And
so that was always my problem. Yes. When I came to religion, it's like I felt like I had to be fake.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like in order for me to really like live out my truth, I can't be fake. I have to be honest.
Amen, girl. You can't. You got to be honest.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yep.
So I feel like that was my thing. Mm-hmm. That was why I was so pushed away from
it. Yeah. And that's, and you know, just throwing this out there for all the friends, and this Nikki's heard me say this like a gajillion times, but it's the verse that always gets me is, and for those of us that are, Galatians 5:1 is, for freedom Christ has set us free. And if Christ set us for free, like God, Christ set us free, that's the point, right? Then because he knows our heart and he knows who we are and he knows where we're at. And we are supposed to have that freedom. And I think one of the big issues the church has, all even as well intended as it may be, it's mm-hmm. a controlling, policing thing that they try to do that actually pushes people away. And then the love becomes judgment because you're trying to hold someone to standards that, one, they might not be at yet, but you're also not giving people room to walk out their relationship with God, because we're not the ones that are supposed to be coming in and changing all that stuff. We're just supposed to be there for each other and love each other. And it's supposed to be the iron sharpening iron in relationship that really brings you closer to figuring out what's actually beneficial to you in your life or not. And I think that's the whole point. But it's, you know, all that power and greed and money and humans are faulty problem thing.
Yeah. But that's what it should be. Like, if it was like that,
mm-hmm.
I feel like people would be so open to Christianity.
Yeah.
If it was really like, if it was exactly what you just said.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There wouldn't be a problem with religion. That's how, if it was how it's supposed to yep. be, then there wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
Yep, it would not be a problem at all.
Oh, yeah.
I'm right here.
And if you let me keep talking, I will keep doing it. That's right.
No, I'm mm-hmm. right here. I'm right here. Like, yeah, I'm right here. Before I pull y'all back in. No, just
me
kidding.
Too. Me too.
Basically, she has to. I mean, Nick is well versed in reining me in because I rant and I go on my tangents. I ramble a lot.
Ashley, I know what to do, y'all. I'm like, okay. Moving on. Next topic. No, I'm just kidding. No,
moving it up.
Though, as far as like connectors, I think the next thing I want to jump in briefly. No, I'm just kidding.
girl, you know me better than that. Come on now.
And
right.
connectors. Like, we talked about an interesting concept that you had brought up that I thought was really dope. And just like the different ways that you connect with people, like, I don't know, how did you break it down? Talk about those connectors that we were talking about. I was thinking about that a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to I have big plans to put out a book about this stuff too one day. So we can go in depth on it later.
Here. You heard it here first.
exclusive. Yes. So it's probably been not just quarantine time, but probably the last 6 to 8 months or so, I've been really digging into this because I have been in, I don't know about y'all, but I've been in a tough spot, even before quarantine, even before coronavirus, I cannot say it without Cardi B anymore. It's awkward, but, just kind of breaking down when I went through this process of kind of breaking down, why am I going back to these cycles? And it really brought God, I believe it was God showing me, or divines, whatever, whoever wants to feel what, that I had this revelation of, we get stuck in these cycles, and there's cycles for fear, which in Christianity terms is, you know, the devil and Satan and stuff and demons with, you know, you just get stuck in this fear cycle because that's all the enemy has is, so you're afraid of something. So you run away. So the pain isn't dealt with. So you keep living that pain over again and you come up with escape so that you don't feel that pain all the time. And the cycle just keeps going around and around because that keeps you from actually dealing with the problem. Mm. Right. And then you have the life cycle, which I personally believe is anchored in Jesus that keeps this going around, but you can say love too for all you out there. Love keeps this cycle going around. And if you have love, then you have joy and peace and patience for each other and kindness and goodness and faithfulness. And that cycle keeps going around, right? And it brought me to realizing that we as humans connect on positive, we can connect on positive things or negative things. And realizing that we connect in four, I've been just calling them connection points, at least for the time being, but that we connect on a mental level. So communication styles, thought processes, how you see a situation, kind of the basics like this. You connect on an emotional level with all your feels, be a lot involved in my relationship, a lot of feels. And then you have a spiritual level. So whatever you foundationally believe as your jumping point for truth, basically. Obviously, in my case, it is wrapped up in Jesus and God being truth and love. And then we connect on a physical point. So I think, obviously, everyone jumps to sex straight away in your mind. But I think it's also just like the camaraderie of doing physical things together, going on hikes together, playing sports together, you know, just connecting on a physical, you know, working out together, like you connect on a physical platform. And when I was talking to Nick about this, because this brought up to why do I keep doing the same pattern? And it's because I'm looking for the same stuff. I'm looking for the physical first. And I don't believe that's a healthy design for us as humans, but that is what society has taught us, is to look for the physical first. And I'm not saying you're not supposed to be attracted to your person. You absolutely have to be attracted to your person. Like that's, if you're going to take it to that level. But I also believe that it is healthier for us as humans that I think even we were designed to actually connect with people on those other levels first before you introduce the physical. And that's supposed to be like the cherry on top that brings it all together, which is why the two become one. So there you go.
That's dope, right?
That is so, I really, truly believe. Now, I'm not there to be like, that's what I want to do. No, I'm not there yet. But what you said, though, that is, I feel like that's how you find your true connection.
Yes.
It's not about the physical.
Exactly right.
Yeah, it's not about what you see. It's about,
It's not only about what you see. Because I do still think that both are important. Yes. Because it made me start thinking about, like, so, not for nothing. I actually briefly dated a Victoria's Secret supermodel, right? And I know, it makes me feel fancy to say it. But it was very brief. She probably doesn't even remember my name. She probably doesn't even remember my name. But the thing was, is that obviously she's gorgeous, right? Like society knows her to be beautiful, right? And we spent time together and she was saying some of the right things because she'd actually like just gotten out of all of that because she wasn't feeling good about herself. And I'm like, wow, that made her awesome. It's like, you're really standing up for yourself. You're not just going with the flow. Like you're really stepping up. And that really attracted me to her. And so we start hanging out and talking. Well, you still got some of the model, I guess, mentality still going on. So a little self-centered, a little like the world revolves around me kind of a stuff. And that's my biggest turnoff is selfishness. So I was like, wow, it's great hanging out. Let's be friends. Okay, bye. And so... So it wound up being short, but what it made me think of is like, it made these things ring true for me because even if you're beautiful on the outside, doesn't mean that we're vibing and connecting on what's on the inside. And if that doesn't vibe, right, that can make someone who's outwardly beautiful not beautiful to you, right? And that's, I think that's, I think that's where that comes from, is that you connect on more than just one plane. At least you need to have a healthy relationship of any kind, in my opinion.
Yes. That's so good. So
would I was just gonna bring that up.
Have you ever seen Love is Blind? Would you do that?
So Nikki told me about, actually no, my ex told me about this show. and I watched some, and I'm like, this is like the beginnings of the best concept ever, but abusing the crap out of it and making it horribly long. Yeah. And only because it's only focusing on one element, right? It's only focusing on the emotional connection that you're trying, which is great that you're doing that first, but you still have to have more than that. And I have come to kind of, and this is totally loose because this is all a new working theory for me, is that mm-hmm. you need at least two or more connections to have like a really good relationship with somebody.
Interesting.
And that to have some like the, and it can be all developed, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying like if you don't have instant connection with somebody, well, fuck it, that's stupid. No. Also, I curse a lot, just throwing that out there. And so yeah, I'm sorry. I listened to y'all, so I knew. I just think that because to have a foundation, to have something good and solid for a healthy relationship of any kind, that you're going to need to jive on more than one element, because I don't know, we're constantly moving as humans, right? We're constantly changing and learning and growing. And if you only have one thing and someone changes that, and then that's all you got, well, then that's your toast, right? Then that's all gone. So I just, I just feel like you need at least two, and the more the merrier. If you connect on all four, that's your soulmate, run with it.
I think the point is that, like, especially with the show, I don't think was like an end all be all. I think the show was to introduce a new concept of holding a different connection the physical connection. So once you do introduce that, you can kind of manage multiple things at one time, not necessarily, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. a all or nothing type concept.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, kind of a little bit all or nothing is the concept of the show, because then you're supposed to walk down the aisle and get married after knowing each other for like a month and a half.
And that's good.
Right? That's absolutely fair, in my opinion.
What did you say?
I think it...
I'm like, oh, no.
No. What did you say? I didn't hear you.
You said what? What did you say, Nick?
Oh, you said it scares me.
Oh, I said it scares me. to you know, find this connection. And it's like, all right guys, so next week I need you to go look for, you know, your dress, and we're gonna set this up, your family's gonna get floored, like, don't
fall in here.
I don't know him like that.
Wait, Ashley moved. That would never work for you.
What'd you say? No, it wouldn't, because like it wouldn't work. Mm-mm. But I'm telling you though, like I feel like most of the girls, when the door opened, I wouldn't have been mad at I wouldn't have been mad at none. Only one I would have been mad at though was the bad guy.
Yeah, was it Carlton or whatever?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And because you could just tell he was just faking, but everybody else though, I would have been excited. Like,
okay. Yes, girl. Because you can, I was with you because I could feel that vibe from him right away. Like, you are not letting down all your walls. And he had some big walls, don't get me wrong. But that's what makes it kind of a beautiful show. That's what the part that I really jive with was when they were actually taking the time to get to know each other. I thought that is really dope. Like, that is really, really cool. And if they added a couple or more steps to this show, I mean, I think they might be onto something like real, real, not just ratings. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. I feel like this could really be like the new.
Yeah. But really, aside from just, you know, eHarmony and shit.
Right. But I'm like, nah, I still can't go on the show yet. Give me like
That's what's up.
I need some
Oh, Lordy Lord. Yes. It's been an interesting journey for myself. I won't even lie. But I feel like I'm really learning what love is for the first time, because I was just ignorant and didn't know things. That's what I feel like.
But you're older.
I am. That's why I'm here. That's how I got here.
Word, word, word.
Yeah.
Me too. Yeah, well, I think, yeah.
I really like this episode.
This is really good. I feel good about it.
One more question before we close out. I think we gave people some good stuff to chew on. I don't want to overkill it with everybody. Man, I know everybody's in quarantine, and you guys need new things to do. So check us out. Definitely check out our Disruptive Innovation podcast. Subscribe, like. We're on all platforms. We're on iTunes.
Yes.
We're on Spotify. You can find our social media on Instagram.
Yes.
You know, hit us up. Like, what?
Yep.
Facebook coming soon. Thank you. Plug, plug, plug.
That's what's up.
Sorry.
That's right. All right, that's
so last question. Get it. I'm going to leave y'all on a fiscal note. Okay. So hypothetically, now I don't know. Wait, first of all, did anybody get their stimulus?
Wednesday morning, Nikki. I was ready.
I got a whole messy story about mine. I'm too bitter about it.
So, Ash, you got your stimulus.
Oh,
what you doing with your stimulus check?
I got my stimulus. You know what?
Okay.
It all
went. I was just going to say it.
I split it. So, half of it went to bills. And the other half went to
I was just gonna say.
And then I had I did put like a little 200 to the side, because as soon as I can go get my nails done and my toes done, I want everything. I want I want the highest paid. I want diamonds on every single finger. I want rhinestone. I want everything. So I did put 200 to the side. I already told my nail lady, like, listen, as soon as they say go outside, I'm coming to you. I'm not going to rest. I'm coming to you. So yeah, that's what I did.
Not groceries, girl.
What you do with your
Uh-huh.
Me?
Nick, what you
so
doing?
I have a, you know no. me, y'all. I got a big problem. I don't be spending no money. Like, I do spend more money now than I think I've ever spent.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
It took some time. It took some time, y'all. I'll tell you what.
A little frugal.
A little frugal. I'm gonna throw you to the bus, Nick. I love you. She was out shopping one time, and she was like,
no.
No.
No, I'm all kidding. Right, I'm kidding.
All right, I'll start back. It's a funny start. She was literally just shopping for some construction paper, right? And she was looking at the different kinds of paper, and she was like, I really want this nice paper. And I was like, oh, well, you should go and get it. And she's like, it's a whole dollar more than that one. I was like, Nicole, it's a dollar. Dig deep. That's one of my phrases I say to her all the time that she super loves. Dig deep. You can do it. Spend that dollar. Get the fancy paper.
Exactly.
You're worth it.
It's
a dollar.
100 pennies.
100 pennies. You got this. You can find that on the street in a week. I believe it.
Listen. All right. What am I doing with my... Yeah. I mean, I stack everything away, but like...
Yeah, what you doing,
for
girl?
Me, I online shop, right? So, like, I was just at Fashion Nova or on Fashion Nova. And my thing is, Ash, you probably do the same thing, because I'll fill up my cart. I fill up my cart everywhere. I got Amazon cart right now. Yes. I got my little Fashion Nova cart. And I just don't check out.
Very-
Yes.
You know I do it. I do it too, girl. I swear I do it.
Type in my whole address and then delete it. I'd be like, no, don't send this to me. Give me my back. But are you gonna at least buy five of those items, Nikki? At least five.
Yeah, probably. I'll probably pull the trigger tonight, but I will say this though. There is one thing that I really favor about Fashion Nova, and this is I'm gonna bring our stimulus check into our relationship conversation. If every relationship pursued me like Fashion Nova pursued me, I tell you, my life would be so good.
I'm telling you, Fashion Nova comes through And the thing, that's the one thing I like about Fashion Nova is like, it's like a real relationship. It's like, word. It's not the relationship where it's like, I hit you when I'm free. No, I hit you all when I'm busy, when I'm free, in the middle of the night, when you wake up, before you go to bed, while you brushing your teeth, while you're in the shower.
Yes, I love it. I said, and I had to post about it because it hit my heart. Like, it hit the depths of my soul, the way that I was pursued by Fashion Nova. I'm like, listen.
I don't want to ruin it.
First of all, let me have my moment. Okay.
Let me have my moment. Okay, go. You go.
Fashion
you
Nova.
Go ahead.
Pursues my cart like Jesus has pursued my heart. Okay. Bar.
Wow. Look at you. You got bars with him.
Right. I like that.
Drop the bomb. That's right. Pursue my heart like you pursue my cart, girl.
I'm definitely gonna buy something. What about you? Yeah. Are you getting anything with your check does? Are you saving it? What you doing?
You have to.
Well, yeah, I'm with you, Ash. About half that's gonna go to bills and stuff. That's real cute. And about the same. Like, I'm probably looking to spend like $200 on myself. I was actually debating it today. I'm thinking still in quarantine, and I don't know about y'all. I don't want to depress anybody, but I think with the current pace at which this crisis is being addressed, that we're probably going to be here until sometime between August and October. So I have only weights up through like 20 pounds. And if you, for anyone that would see me or know me, I lift significantly more than that normally.
Girl, if you don't,
so I would
get
like
to
get some
point.
More weights for the house so that I can keep. See, I'm sorry. See, I told you I gotta explain how I got to where I am, and that's why I'm wordy as hell. That's why I'm wordy as fuck. I'm just saying.
Okay,
I'm
what are you buying? What are you
all
buying?
Right, this was not. This was. I said weights. I literally. That's literally what I said. Okay. Like, I'm looking at buying some new weights. That's what I said. See, you were so impatient there. So impatient there. You just zipped right up. Oh. Zipped it right up. Root.
But that's a good buy.
Yeah. That's a good buy. I was gonna get in either getting some weights, or I was gonna do some stuff to fix up my house.
That's what's up.
Okay. See, that's good. So then, but Nikki, buy at least one of them shirts. But you gotta buy something. One thing off Fashion Nova for tonight.
Yeah, because you know it's gonna be a whole nother discount code before midnight or after midnight. Word.
This was such a good
episode. This is good.
Thank you so much, Des, for coming.
Thanks for having me.
From Tennessee. Woo-hoo.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we definitely have to have you back.
I'm down. I recently have a lot of time, so.
Yeah,
so
perfect timing, right? Perfect timing.
Yes. Peace, love, tribe talk.
And we out.